guys, this is Tyree, and welcome back to Lock Pop Talks. So I made a commitment. I said I'm going to get to podcasting to you guys every single day, or at least Monday through Friday. maybe Saturday and Sunday. Well, who knows, as it shows up. But you know what? I'm back, man. It's late. Just got done taking care of my kids, my wife. You know, we had a good time. We went out and finished up school shopping for the girls. So we got a lot of clothes. Me and my wife, we went down to Walmart to grab some clothes for our daughters. They are really happy with what they have, you know, plenty of clothes, supplies and stuff like that. But man, this time of year is always rough on the pockets because we have three girls. And so, you know, to keep them up with the things that they need, that price goes up pretty high, and it goes up fast, you know, to keep up with them. But you know what? It's all a blessing. I thank God that one, that I even have children of my own to take care of, that I have my partner, my wife with me along this journey, and that God has blessed us enough to be able to support and enrich our children the way that he sees fit. So hopefully you guys are having a pretty decent Wednesday. It is, 10:24 at night. So, you know, if you guys get a chance, let your boy know, how'd your Wednesday go? Anything go your way? Anything did not go your way? Or you working on something, you maintaining, call me in on this show. And let me hear about you, you guys that are out there, that are listeners and whatnot. And hopefully I get to hit you guys back with some feedback. And let's communicate. So I didn't want to keep you guys too long today, but that is personal to me. And I'm not too big on sharing this with other people. But I figure that, you know, the audience is it's all love and it's all support. So I'm here to, you know, bring myself and my journeys with you guys. So today is about that dark time again. And when me and my wife were fighting, you know, and it was actually worse. Like, we weren't even talking anymore. It was at this point, we weren't even talking. We were just like done with each other. So what happened was, it was a Saturday morning, and I was working on some school project. I was over at Wegmans, right? Because they got free Wi-Fi. So I'm working on a project at Wegmans, and I stopped in the middle of my school project because I couldn't concentrate on anything other than where my marriage was going. You know, like, it was just so bad. If, you know, we were arguing, we were fighting, we were cussing, we were saying things to each other that a husband and wife do not say to each other, but maybe ones that were looking at getting a divorce would say to each other. And I was pretty much, I felt defeated, you know. I got to a point where I tried everything. I've done everything that I thought I knew, and it was no good, you guys. I mean, I was one of those guys, like, I really thought that I had it all figured out. I could say and do anything to get into a situation, to get out of a situation, or into a situation, and it had officially hit me in the face. And, you know, I think that was just my wife's way, God's way, whatever you want to put it. It was just their way of saying, nah, not this time. You know, things are too bad this time. And that's the way I felt. Not that anyone said that to me. It's just the way I felt. So I was listening to some music on YouTube, and I came across a track that was played on this video game. I don't know if you guys have ever heard of it. But for my nerds out there, for my gamers out there, the game track I was listening to was called Undertale. And Undertale is a game, I don't know if it was on the PlayStation Network or if it was a PC game. I know it wasn't an Xbox game. It was an indie game. And Undertale was a pretty decent game. It gained a good footing and fan base and stuff like that. But the game was more so known for its storyline, and it was known for its soundtrack. And one song I was listening to was called Askgore. Hopefully I'm saying that right. Askgore. And Askgore was the final level of the video game, or maybe the second to last level in the video game. Either way, I listened to an a cappella version of that song. And when it got started, you know, you hear like the enemy boss or whatever, he's getting ready to fight you, the main character. And in it, you know, it just felt like, yo, this is it. This guy, he's talking to me, you know, he's talking with a real deep voice. He's like, human, it was nice to meet you. Goodbye. And it was weird to me because I'm, you know, you guys are going on this journey with me, okay? it was weird to me because I felt like that's where I was in my marriage and in my life, that somebody, something, either myself or another force, had told me that it was basically game over. That it was game over. And after what Asgore said to the main character, the beat drops, you know, the beat drops, the music catches up. The lady who's doing the acapella, is her name is Tezza, and it was awesome. Hey, I'm back. Sorry for that. My wife came out just to hang out with your boy on the porch for the night. But, you know, giving you guys the rest of the story on that. So the musician's name who was singing an acapella on the song name was Tezza Bellman, and she's on YouTube if you guys ever care enough to find her. And her sound was pretty cool, but you know what? That music, it spurned something in me, you guys. It took something and it washed away all my little self-pity and self-doubt and my sense of defeat and whatnot. And it motivated me to do something, you know, get out there and not just like throw darts at a board or whatever and take my best wild guess. It was get up and then, in order to save and do what I needed to do in my marriage, I need to do something about me first. You know, we are all good when it comes to pointing out what other people need to fix in order to suit our needs. But it's a whole nother beast when you have to look at yourself and say, what did I do? What could I be doing? And how do I improve on what I thought was the perfect way? I wanted to share that with you guys because it was something that I feel like everybody should be a part of. You know, you guys should know that thing about me. And yes, I am a bit of a nerd, but I carry it with me. And with my audience, I don't mind sharing that more with you guys. So I'll keep this short here. And in today's podcast, I want to thank you guys all for listening. And I'm going to be back with another one for you guys. I want to talk about more about how we can embrace the calm and what it does to help our relationship, help us as men. And how we can use it not just in our marriages, but outside in different relationships, and how embracing the calm can propel you into new and awesome opportunities. All right. So this is Tyree. If you guys feel the need, definitely share this podcast. Talk to people about it. Send me a message if you're digging it. Send me a message if you're not digging it. And let's get back and forth with each other. All right. Till next time.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.